Okay. We are, Bezrat Hashem, continuing. This is the second to last chapter in Orot HaMilchama. And Rav Kook writes as follows. This is a continuation of what we did last time. We're not going to go through what we did last time, but for those who remember, you'll see how it fits right in. Rav Kook in chapter 9 of Orot HaMilchama. Binyan ha'olam hamitmotet ka'et liragle ha'se'arot hanoraot shel cherev mle'a adam. The building, or the rebuilding of the world after the collapse of the sword, which has been full of blood, of World War I. Again, Rav Kook was very much shaken by this concept of 20 million people being killed and a whole world against half the world against the other half of the world. So he's saying that the world, this inevitably is going to be a yirida litzorech aliyah. And doreshu et binyan ha'uma ha'yisraelit. The only answer to the world's problems and to show the world how to build a proper modern culture is through Jewish nationalism, through the nation of Israel. Not the religion of Israel, but through Zionism, through the nation. Remember, the Balfour Declaration is playing here in the background. Herzl, there's different Zionist Congress, they're all playing here in the background. And Rav Kook says that inevitably, anybody who's learned Tanakh knows that the answer to the world's problems is through the nation of Israel, the chosen nation, whose renaissance, whose revival, is the main point of the Geula, of the redemption process. Binyan ha'uma v'itgalut rucha hu inyan echad. The building of the nation of Israel, again, the rebuilding of the nation of Israel, and the appearance of her spirit, it is one and the same. Like we saw last time, patriotism is always connected with what is unique in that nation. And what is unique in the Jewish nation is that we're the chosen people, we're God's representatives to the world, we are the heroes of the Bible. V'chulohu me'uchad im binyan ha'olam. And all of this, the idea of the national renaissance and the spiritual Jewish renaissance, is connected with the world renaissance. Hamitporer u'mitzapel lekoach malei achdut ve'elyonut. The world is crumbling and is looking, is yearning for unity, for peace. V'chol ze nimtza b'nishmat Knesset Yisrael. And this is the essence of the nation of Israel. Knesset Yisrael is the nickname of Am Yisrael, which symbolizes the unifying of the opposites, the revelation of the godliness, that there's one creator, even in the opposite powers. And this is something that Rav Kook relates to. Let's jump for a second to source number 2. This originally appeared in Zichron HaRe'iyah, and afterwards in Ma'amarei Re'iyah, page 212, and afterwards in Ein Ayah, Rav Kook's commentary on Masechet Brachot, chapter 6, Piska Membet, where Rav Kook talks about the unity that is supposed to come out of war. He's not just talking about the unity that we spoke about, if you remember, in the first paragraph of Orot HaMilchama, that war brings out the altruism of people, that you don't think of yourself, but you think of the klal. I can't think of a better example than Rav Netanel, what was his name, who was just killed, who left a letter for his wife, just in case something happens to me, and she opened up after, in fact, he was killed. And he writes about how he doesn't regret at all if something happened to him. He regrets, obviously, not being able to raise his children and to be with his wife, but he says this is the time that we have to think of the needs of the nation of Israel and the needs of the world in the battle against evil. So Rav Kook here, though, is talking about the allies and the axis. Hamilchamot einam yafim klal. War is not, it's not a nice thing. It's not pretty. Aval tzafun behem al kol panim tova la'atid. But there is some good that does come out of war. Shariyai nagshut shel ha'umot haktanot heviu achareihem hitrakmut ha'umot hagdolot. The clashing of small nations led to the uniting of all the smaller nations and the larger nations into one big allied against one big axis. And this idea, shebekocho la'vi ba'atid lechibur v'shalom, the idea that the world is beginning to work together, right? Just like the evil people united together, so too the good guys have to learn to gang up and to, together, pounce on the bad guys. Hayoter gadol shebaolam. So eventually, the real shalom en achdut, which is the theme in this paragraph, inevitably comes out of a war. By the way, in this present war, nobody knows what's going to be. But nobody should be surprised if Russia is talking about getting involved, and their war against the Ukraine is also part of the East against the West, and Russia and Iran is talking about getting involved, and now Egypt and Jordan are talking about getting involved, and Syria and Iran and Hezbollah, not to mention Hamas. Obviously, one of the greatest chasadim that Hashem is giving us is that all these enemies don't get their act together and they don't attack us together, because then we would really be in problems. But the idea of there is a good chance that this is going to be another battle of the good nations against the bad nations. And you have to remember that this is part of the idea of achdut, of having the good nations group and working together. And now, for the first time, as opposed to World War I and World War II, the Am Yisrael is on the map. As a matter of fact, we're in the center of the map. And just like Ukraine wants us to help them out, and America is turning to us to help them out, just like Rav Kook is talking about a world war, the larger a war is, the more the achdut is supposed to come out of it. Ve'afalp, and now obviously, how much more so achdut within the nation of Israel, right? Where the right and the left and the Zionists who are anti-religious and the religious who are anti-Zionists are learning to work together in this war. And we all have to daven that this will continue also after the war. This is the message of achdut, of unity. Ve'afal pi she'ena milchamot yafot be'atzman, even the war obviously is not pretty. As a matter of fact, it's ugly in unto itself. Natana kadosh baruch hu chena davar be'enei bnei adam ad zman ve'idan v'uskam she'acherav hi tachshit ligvura. This is a very interesting sugya that I won't go off into a Talmudic tangent, but there's a machloket in Masechet Shabbat in B'mei Isha Yotzet on what decorations, what, how do you say, tachshitim?
Jewelry.
What jewelry is a woman allowed to go out to on Shabbat where there is no Eruv? And one of the questions there is, a sword considered jewelry? That a man could go out with a sword on Shabbat. And the maskana of the Gemara there, the summary there is, as long as war is considered a positive thing in the world, then it is considered something that could be considered jewelry, and that you could even go out with it on Shabbat. But notice, that is just a temporary if, right? If the world thinks that war is a way that's going to solve problems, like Putin obviously thinks it is, and the Ukraine has no choice to get involved, and the Houthis, and now America. If, as long as people think that war is a way to solve problems, then we have no choice but to look at war as a tachshit, as a decoration.
Ornament.
Thank you. Which has some kind of positive aspect. And again, this is halacha concept. Shebemilchamah tiferet leba'aleha. That during war, weapons, right? The nation of Israel, we never were so into weapons. But when our enemies force us, we have no choice but to go out with the ornaments of war. Rak mipnei shu davar yafeh bi'ito. Ad et shelo yeh bo tzorech mitoch yediyat Hashem v'chochmato. When the world will get to know God and His wisdom. Remember, one of the names of God is Shalom. Right? You're not allowed to say the word Shalom in the bathroom because it's one of God's names. And again, war, peace is something that is supposed to come out of war. And we already spoke about the New World Order that came out, the hope that came out of World War I, the League of Nations, and afterwards out of World War II, the United Nations. And obviously, we hope this doesn't turn into World War III, but we have to be prepared to learn the morals that were supposed to come. The major moral is that of unity. So first of all, the unity of Am Yisrael, when we're fighting shoulder to shoulder, and nobody really cares if you're religious or not, or if you're from the right wing or from the left wing. And that is part of the beauty, that when a group of soldiers has spent 100 days together, living, fighting, saving, sleeping, they do everything together, 24/7. You have to remember, during war, there's no such thing as Shabbat. Shabbat, you don't feel almost any difference than a regular weekday. And so everyone is living, the non-religious and the religious are doing Shabbat together. So before they go out to battle, so one of the religious boys makes Kiddush, and all the non-religious guys put something on their head, and they say the prayer before going to war. And the difference between, and not only that, the non-religious in this war started wearing tzitzit, and started saying the prayer before going to battle. There is not that much difference between the religious and non-religious, and the idea of being together. And the right wing, by the way, is not becoming left wing. Well, the left wing, to a certain extent, is becoming more right wing, but that's irrelevant. The main point is that people, Am Yisrael, is living together and fighting the common enemy. And this is one of the main points that is supposed to come out of the war. All of the mezamim, all of the volunteering, and the cooking, and the women who are helping each other, and babysitting, and volunteers coming from Chutz La'aretz, all of this is part of the same idea. Getting back to paragraph 1. So this is the idea that the world which is falling apart is looking for the achdut ve'elyonut, for that unity which is going to be led by Knesset Yisrael, and from us is going to hopefully be learned in the world. Ruach, you know what, maybe we should also jump for a second to paragraph 3, to source number 3, which we brought from Orot, page 169, where Rav Kook again talks about that all of Ribuyeyat Sivyonim Ashonim, all of the different colors, all of the different political parties, all of the different ideologies, Hamitchalkim ba'amim rabim, klulim b'Yisrael b'yachad. And we learned this already. That is, the idea of Am Yisrael is to show the world how to unite all the ideologies. Paragraph Zion, 3 Zion. Yoter mikol am v'lashon, more than any other nation. Ein anachnu yicholim lizbol etastira. The nation of Israel cannot stand the idea of contradictions. Vet i'achdut ha'nafshit, because we have one Knesset Yisrael, one Nishama, as Chazal say on the Pasuk, v'avta l'reacha kamocha ani Hashem. What is the difference between one Jew and the other? We all have one Nishama. Knesset Yisrael is one soul, but the body, my body, which begins here and ends here, and begins here and ends here, that is the only thing that separates us. But really, we are one. Sgulat olamim hi banu ashalom vaichud. The concept of shalom. But again, shalom does not necessarily mean we don't fight. Adarava, Jews like to argue. But shalom, as Rav Kook mentions in many places, from the word shlemut, lahashlim, that one ideology harmonizes with the other ideology. Bitsuratam ha'idealit, in its ideal form, and this is what we are going, v'lachin kol pizurenu hu rak ara'i. That's why when the Jews are spread out in the world, it's just temporary. V'inenu atidim litached v'liot goy echad ba'aretz. The concept of coming back to be one nation in the land of Israel, with all of the different ideologies, the right and the left, the universal and the national, the Lubavitch and Satmir, and everybody is supposed to be working together within Am Yisrael. And that is going to be a example for the world. Ruach Hashem Maleba, the Spirit of Hashem, of God, it fills the Knesset Yisrael. Ruach Shem Male Bekirba. The names of God, remember that, because we're going to see that later on, the idea of the names of God fill the nation of Israel. Ve'i efshar l'ruach Adam shar gashat nishmato poemet bo. And it's impossible that any human being among the Gentile nations of the world whose heart is beating, they cannot, liot shoked b'shag dolazu, they cannot, when there is a big war going on in the world, they cannot be quiet, mibli likro likol hakochot hatzfunim ba'oma, without calling for the unity and for the revival and for the strengthening of the nation of Israel. Uru v'kumu al tafkidchem. Wake up and stand up and start doing your job. And Rav Kook, you can understand how he understood the Balfour Declaration. Rav Kook never goes into details. He doesn't say, well, it's going to take 5 years, or 10 years, or 20 years, or 100 years. But today that we are now seeing a large war between the good and the evil, and even South Africa is getting involved in there. The accusation, accusing us of genocide. It's just like the whole world is turning topsy-turvy, and Pashut, the good and the evil are having it out. Kol Hashem kore bakoach. The voice of God is calling out strongly. Umitochiyut nishmatenu mitnuot hachayim. And through the movement of life, that Am Yisrael is coming back to the land of Israel, and that the high tech and the economy of Israel and the army of Israel is awakening. And by the way, it's not a coincidence that a lot of people are calling this war the Second War of Independence, because this is the war that we are pushing, and we should be pushing, also our enemies away from our southern border, also our enemies away from our northern border. And to strive to not just have quiet for a month or 2 months, but to have quiet for 40 years at least. And so the unity of the nation of Israel, the return to Zionism of many of the post-Zionists who are remembering during this war what Zionism is about, we are recognizing Yisrael muchrach lachsof et mekor chayav. If we really want to rise to an independence, again, in Rav Kook's time, the first independence, or today, what we call the second independence, komemiut. By the way, what of v'alachti imachem komemiut? Chazal say, two komot. There are two levels. There's the first war of independence, and then a higher level of independence. But how are we going to achieve it? By returning l'mekor chayav, to the source of our life, which is the Torah, which is the Tanakh, which is the common denominator. Listen well, because this is an important point. The common denominator between all the Jews of Israel, religious and non-religious, is the Tanakh. The common denominator between Israel and the nations of the world is the Tanakh, right? The Bible. And that is why if we want to be seen as the nation of the Bible, who is returning to the land of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the God of Israel is fighting the war, just like President Trump and many of the Christians all over the world are beginning to understand, we have to quote the Tanakh and live the Tanakh, and as we've seen in the last paragraphs, to revive the original Jew, the original Jewish hero who is a healthy soul in a healthy body, a military and physical and spiritual and religious hero. So that is a return to ours, the source of our life. A person could put on an act. You know, sometimes they say when a person goes on a date, you know, you can put on a good act for an hour, 2 hours, but the girl doesn't really get to know who he is until you're really living with a person. The same thing, who is the real Am Yisrael? As they used to say in, what was it called? Will the real Am Yisrael stand up? The real Am Yisrael is the nation of the Tanakh. Lamod hachen aragley ofyo haruchani. To stand up on our real and original ofi, a character. Who is a nation that has a God, the God, so close to him? On this, Chazal add, and Rav Kook quotes this, Uma hayodat ofya shel Eloheha. The only nation in the world that knows the character of her God is the nation of God. A child knows his parent better than anyone. And the Bechor knows the father better than anyone. The firstborn, I was just today at the Shiva of Yair Meir, and many of the people here know him, and or knew him, he just passed away. And out of all the people in the family who are sitting and telling stories about their father, Ori, who's the oldest son, who has known the father longer and closer than anyone, inevitably, the oldest child, he knows more about the family history. He knows more about the father. He passes on the traditions to the younger siblings. And that is the role of Am Yisrael, that we have been with God now since the beginning, depending where you count. But even if you just start counting from Avraham Avinu, 3,700 years. Hatarbut olamit mitnodedet. The culture of the world is rocking, is reeling. People thought that modernism, as we saw last time, people thought that modernism is going to raise man to a higher level of morality. Germany taught us that that is not the case. So people are now looking for a better, higher moral culture. Where's it going to come from? Obviously from Am Yisrael. Ruach ha'adam nechlash. So the spirit of man has weakened. Machshakim mechasim et kol ha'amim. And darkness is covering all of mankind. Again, we're talking about world wars. Ve'achoshech yechaseh eretz v'arafil le'umim. Rav Kook takes for granted that you know the continuation of the pasuk. That when darkness covers the world, and the fog is covering the nations, Ve'alayich Yizrach Hashem. Hashem will raise his son upon his son. That works good in English. The sun, S-U-N, will shine on his son, the nation of Israel. Chapter Bet, paragraph Bet. Ve'asha'a higia, the time has come. Or Olam, or Elokim Emet. The light of the world is beginning to shine. The world is realizing that modernism without godliness, without the nation of Israel, is going to be dark. And the world is ready for the true God, or Elohei Yisrael, for the light of the God of Israel. Habit Galel Yedei Amo, which is going to shine through his nation. Am Plaim, the nation of wonders. And this is something that we mentioned in the past. Whenever you see the word Pele, you should remember the Ramah at the beginning of Orach Chaim, when discussing the bracha of Asher Yatzar that we make after we leave the bathroom. So the bracha is Baruch Ata Hashem Arufe Kol Basar Umafli La'asot. God does wonders. What does doing wonders have to do with going to the bathroom? The Rama explains that the fact that the spirit and this body, this physical body, work together. And that is the essence of the nation of Israel, where we have, again, a moral army and a moral economy and a godly history and godly everything. Tzarichu litgalot ba'akara, and this has to come to our recognition. Rav Kook writes very often that a lot of Zionists, the secular Zionists, they realize that we're reviving the Tanakh, we're reviving the Messianic era, we're coming back to our land and making the desert bloom and the nation bloom, but they are not realizing the depths of the historic ramifications to all of mankind. And just like with anything, even if you don't recognize that you're sick, if you're sick, you're sick, even if you don't recognize it, but if you recognize it, you'll go to the doctor and you will deal with it. The same thing if a person is musical. If you recognize that you're musical, you'll buy a piano and you will practice and you will realize your potential. So too, Am Yisrael, even though we have a godly potential, whether we realize it or not, if we do recognize it and work and realize it, then we are going to be much happier campers. Because a person, when he can be himself, he feels proper. When he is copying other nations, like Rav Kook talks elsewhere, one of the other sources that we brought, we don't have time to see it, the idea of just going for a diploma on topics that Europe has decided, this is worth getting a diploma, right? It doesn't contradict Judaism, but we need diplomas with godliness, with being God's chosen people. And the more diplomas you have, when you have God's chosen people, and the more stronger the economy, and the stronger the army, and the stronger everything is, when you have that realization that we are God's people, so the more it will come out. We have to know inside ourselves, and then the rest of the world will understand. Rav Charlap has a very beautiful explanation on the first Rashi in the Torah, where Rashi asks, why does the Torah start with Bereshit? And he answers with the pasuk Koach Ma'asav Yigid La'amo Latet Lem Nachalat Goyim, that Hashem created the world, and he gives whatever he wants to whoever he wants, and he decided to give the land of Israel to the Jewish people. Rav Charlap says, well, that might be good for the Jewish people, but how does that answer the nations of the world? Koach Ma'asav Yigid La'amo is that God told us that we're the chosen people. He told us that the land of Israel belongs to us. But how does that help us answer to the goyim who accuse us, you stole God's land? Rav Charlap explains that when Am Yisrael knows, that confidence will also be given over to the nations of the world. When we realize that we're God's nation, that we're the heroes of the Bible, that we are the owners of the Holy Land, and we have this universal role, then that will
project
to the rest of the world. Lahakir ta achdut shel kochotehahi. And again, here it is again. When we realize the unity of all of our kochot, lahakir et Hashem ha-shochein ba. Again, what is the unity of all our kochot? It is militarily, and it is economically, and it is philosophically, and it is in every single physical and spiritual topic. It is everything. Kracha dekula be, as we learned last time. Am Yisrael is a nation which doesn't need to import any ideology. We have Jewish people at the head of each and every ideology. Ubahakira, when we realize, when we will recognize our role, ki yesh Elohim bekirba, that we have godliness in us, takir ech lachsof et maboa chaya, we will then know how to reveal the maboa is the fountain of our living essence. Will know how to share it with others. Teidala mir chazonem datal mikora ha'atzmi. And again, our war with Hamas is a fantastic opportunity to show the world we are the good guys. We are the heroes of the Tanakh. We brought the Ten Commandments to the world. We continue to have the most moral army in the world. And these guys, they are evil, who celebrate the fact that they killed and raped innocent civilians. It's very clear that they are evil. And this is a great opportunity to show the world what it is to be the chosen people. Lo lishov mebe'erot zarim. Don't draw out water from the fountains of others. We have everything inside the Torah. He kruak, we are not called to draw from the fountains of others. Again, in Rav Kook's time, socialism was a big thing, and all the chalutzim were into socialism. Rav Kook is saying that idea of equality and helping others and not working for money, all of those are Torah concepts that the world should learn from the Torah, from the source. Ki im l'dalot mima'amakeha. And this is the central idea here, to draw out the water from the depths of its source, the Torah, Am Yisrael. Tidle ratzon mi omek tfilata. And by the way, these things that Rav Kook is going to talk about now, they have been coming so strong during the last 3 months of war that we have to draw the ratzon from the tfilah. People today are davening and saying Tehillim all over the world that I don't remember ever in my lifetime, all of Am Yisrael davening for the hostages and davening for the army and davening for the wounded. Yoshua, what do you want to say? Your mic isn't on. You have to take off your, unmute yourself.
No, the nations of the world are getting a second chance. And the irony is that the most supportive of the nations right now is Germany.
Yeah.
Notice that.
Right. Right. Interesting.
Okay.
So that we have to strengthen our prayer. Chaim mibe'er torata. We have to live from the fountain of our Torah. And again, just like prayer, just like even the religious and the non-religious, everyone says the prayer before going out to war, so too learning of the Torah. So many people are being awakened to do tshuva. Ometz mishoresh emunata, to strengthen our belief. It's very difficult to be a soldier and not have belief, and not believe in what you're fighting for, and not believe in the eternity of the people of Israel, and the justice of your cause. And as the saying goes, there's no atheists in the foxholes. Sidur miyosher sichla. We have to get our act together intellectually. Gvura meozrucha. Get our act together militarily. V'chol ha'ole al shafrire shamea. And everything that comes upon, shafrir is a tent of our skies, hakol miruach Elohim amarachefet amlo hayekum. All of these ideologies are not just Jewish, they are universal. Mimei breshit ad acharit, from the beginning of the world until the end of time. We have to start thinking big. We are very clearly in the Messianic era. Am Yisrael, just like we have come back to the land of Israel, we have to revive the Torah of Israel. Ki ani itchem neum Hashem tzvaot, the God of the army says, I am with you. Et hadavar asher hikarti etchem betzetchem in Mitzrayim veruchi omedet betochachem, al tira'u. Do not be scared. Final paragraph. Kol hatarbuyot sheba'olam yitchadshu ayidei chidush ruchenu. All of the cultures of the world will be revived. There will be a renaissance based on the revival of the Jewish culture. And what is the Jewish culture again? Unity. The Christians, whose overstress chesed, kindness, and the Muslims, who overstress gvura, they are meant to see the harmony between these powers in the nation of Israel, who correctly unites them. Not like Europe, who lets Islam walk all over them, and not like the Islam fanatics, who turn killing people into an ideology. All of this has to be changed through the spirit of Israel. Kol ha-deyot yit-yashru. All of the ideologies will be straightened out. Again, don't go to extremes. The nation of Israel shows how to unite all of the ideologies together. Kol ha-chayim yawru b'simchat leida chadasha b'hit komemutenu. Kol emunot yilbeshu b'gadim chadashim. All of the ideologies, they will wear a new clothing. In other words, you don't have to get rid of old ideologies, but how they harmonize together, well, that is the job of Israel. Yasiru et habgadim atzuim mealehen vitlabshu bilvushe yakar. Yaznichu et kol pigul. Kol tamei v'chol tiyuv shebekirbam. To get rid of, to purify the bad of every religion. And you know what? I might surprise some people. I wouldn't be surprised, or Rav Kook wouldn't be surprised, if the Muslims somewhere along the line just teach that fanatic Islamists is not Islam. That cannot be an ideology. And the best thing will be is if the Muslims themselves, they get rid of the Islamic fanatics. V'itachdu linok mitaleo rotakodesh, and everyone will nurse from the lights of holiness, asher huchnu mi'az lechol goy v'chol adam bebe'er Yisrael, that all of this is prepared already in the well of Israel. Birkat Avraham lechol goyei ha'aretz, the bracha of Avraham, the blessing is so that all of the world should be, v'nivrechu v'chal kol mishpachot adamah, that all the world shall benefit from the Torah. Tachel et pulata betokef v'galoi v'al pi yesoda yachel michadash binyanenu, michidush binyanenu be'eretz Yisrael. Through the state of Israel and Zionism is going to come the goodness to the world. Hachurban achshaviu achanat tchiyah chadasha. That all of the churban, the destruction that we saw on Simchat Torah, and that we saw on World War I, and that we may continue to see if this war just continues rolling and expanding, amuka ve'ofyit, this is all connected with the rejuvenation, the revival of the nation of Israel in all of her depth and all of her character. Or chesed elyon mitnotzitz. The light of the godly chesed is found even in this war. Shem Hashem Yeyeh Asher Eyeh Holechu Mitgaleh. Remember I told you to remember the names of God? What are the names of God? The names of God are the appearances of God, the midot of God. And the way God appears is through the nation of Israel. Havu godel Eloheinu. That is Kishem Hashem Ekra. Havu godel Eloheinu. I think I just want to finish off with a corresponding source that I brought for you in source 4. In Igrota Re'iyah, the letters of Rav Kook, page 214, where Rav Kook here talks about Hineni lochem imam ni'ol imam. Hinenu ro'im ayin ba'ayin sheba ita. We all see that the time has come. Haruach hagadol shechayei olamim sharui betocho. The great spirit, that the eternal spirit, the eternal life is part of it. Hinenu adain mekupal keubar b'me'ei imo. It is folded up in the nation of Israel like a fetus folded up in the womb of his mother. Aval yagia hazman, but the time will come, v'yamav lo yimshechu, and it won't be too long. Utnuat leidat tishma, and the sound of the birth of Am Yisrael, the rebirth of the nation of Israel, will come. Acharetza akat chavalim. Yes, there are cries of the pains of labor. It's not going to be easy sailing. Kol chadashu marnin shel yelid nolad, but the new sound, the refreshing sound of the new child, the nation of Israel, asher yivaled goy pam achat v'tzion tachel v'yalda et bana, that is what is coming, taking force. Adko omedet hakultura miyuchedet shel Yisrael kirachel ne'elma. Unfortunately, until now, Rav Kook says, the true culture of Israel, the culture of Torah, the culture of God, is like Rachel Imenu, who very often was quiet. And we're not expressing real Israeliness. And the time has come. And again, the way to do it is during, to utilize the war and the upheaval and the new world order and the national unity to rediscover who we are. What is the way to do it? Through the new modern methods, like literature, old and new. And what we have to do, kim yizdayeni machadash, and we have to take all of the new and modern ways, et kolu mekatov shel hayashan, together with all of the good of the old, and how the modern world, Davka, will help Am Yisrael reveal our godly spirit. And all of this is la'admata, as we return to the land of prophecy. And ha'seichel ha'Yisraeli itromem, and the national thought of real Israeliness, of Tanakh Israeliness, will be revived. Hagvura ma'asit liyased v'lintoa, the practicality of being a nation, not as we were in exile. As Rav Kook writes, we learned together in Rota Milchama, that for 2,000 years, the Jews were like a floating nation without having feet on the ground, because we did not have our country, we did not have our land. Hayashan yitchadesh vachadash yitkadesh. This is a very famous quote of Rav Kook, and now you see it in context, that the old will become renewed, right? The Tanakh will come back to life. Vachadash yitkadesh, and modernism, and Zionism, and the state of Israel, and high-tech, that will become holy. And I have to mention in this context, Yair Meir, our good friend and neighbor who passed away, I can't think of maybe, the only person that I can think of maybe more than Yair was Rav Hanan Porat, who typified the pragmatism, but actually Yair was even more pragmatic than Rav Hanan. Somebody who, when Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, we have to come up with a wheelchair that can be used on Shabbat, with an elevator that can be used on Shabbat, he turned to this young engineer named Yair Meir, and he set it up. And he was a Rav, a Talmid Chacham, but also a technical engineer. He was the one who set up the boat for Arutz Sheva. He was the one who set up the first electrical generator in Beit El. He was one of the founders of Ofra, and one of the, about the 50th or 60th family in Kochava Shachar, he was a doer. And that's what Rav Kook is talking about, that the Torah of Eretz Yisrael is a Torah of doers, a Torah of pragmaticness, a Torah that has our feet on the ground and realizes the ideology of godliness in every single field, technical, national, spiritual, it all works together in the highest form of achdut, that unity that we have been talking about all the time.